Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It is the Extra Yard here on the Five Reasons Sports Network, brought to you by Prize Picks and BetterEdge.com. We got your action all over the place. We got your action. Unfortunately, Troy, my Miami Heat let me down. My Miami Hurricanes did win today. I don't think they covered, though. I didn't bet on the Hurricanes basketball game. They only beat Wake Forest, who they should have beaten easily. They only beat them by two. It was too close down the stretch. I did not bet on the game, though, but pretty sure they were favored by more than 2 points in that one, but I hope you're doing well.
How far do you think the Canes basketball team is going to go?
That's a great question, because on the one hand, really, really good team. Like they won the ACC regular season championship. Like they had a spectacular season, but
second time ever.
They won it in 2013. Okay. But the thing is, for like the past 3 weeks, the Canes basketball team, they're taking years off my life, Troy, because they don't know how to close games without giving me heart palpitations. Like they blew a 2 weeks ago, they blew a 25-point lead against Florida State, who's not a good team. Last week, they kind of lucked out to beat Pittsburgh to secure the ACC championship. And then today, they had a big lead, and then they almost choked that down the stretch. Like there's just something funky always happens to this team. And it hasn't been all season long. It's only been for maybe the past 3-4 weeks. It kind of rears its ugly head that this team doesn't know how to close out games. And so if it was like the way that they were consistently playing a month ago, I'd say they could be a Final Four team, but now they've got to exercise these demons of late games.
Sweet 16.
Well, they made the Elite Eight last year a team that's They got to the Elite Eight last year with a team that's not nearly as good on paper as this team. Like, this team's way better. They were a 10 seed last year in the tournament. They got to the Elite Eight. So, you know, they should be able to make a Final Four run. They've just got to learn how to close out games again.
Can you imagine the University of Miami basketball team playing in an NCAA final game?
Oh, my God.
Like, you would see fans come out of the woodworks. It would be insane. And listen, I'm not sitting here saying I like the Canes or I like this team. I'm a Knicks fan, you know, I'm a Mets fan. But I like when the Marlins win. I like when the Heat win. Because the energy that it infuses into the community, going to work is a little bit more easier, you know, getting off work and going to have a couple beers or inviting friends over or going over to a friend's house. I mean, you can't beat that. And if your team is not in competition, if they're not in that big game, you can't do those things. So I hope I'm pulling for the Canes to get there.
People in South Florida, they love to jump on bandwagons, right? It's like
everywhere, Donald.
Everywhere, yeah. Everywhere.
South Florida. Listen,
that's true. That's true. But I'm saying, but you like you brought up the Marlins, right? And like a regular Tuesday at the ballpark, they can't draw flies.
But when they
made those playoff runs into the World Series, and everybody had Marlins flags in their cars. The traffic at the ballpark was like miles away. It was crazy.
And that's how it should be. Yeah. You know, the knock on South Florida is, as beautiful as it is, there's always something else to do.
Yeah.
If you live in Green Bay, you live in New York or Jersey, you live in Chicago, there are like 6 months where all you're doing is packing on the pounds. You know, you're eating donuts, you're eating three donuts, you're packing on the pounds, you're hiding yourself. Yeah. There's nowhere to go. You don't want to go out and trek in the snow and the cold weather. Here, you know, we got to put on a light jacket and that'll keep us warm. So
gotta look good all year. Like I try to keep my supermodel physique all year long, Troy.
Yeah,
like,
I try to also, but I have not been doing a good job.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, and hopefully
meet my buddy Roy. Roy,
hey Roy, you played, yeah, right, Roy?
Live now. You met him pre-show.
Yeah, I met Roy pre-show.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on, yeah, Roy.
How's my hair?
Can you?
About as good as my hair and Troy's hair.
What's up, man?
Hey, Roy. Hold on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you played, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, played a little bit.
No. You didn't play a little bit. Go ahead.
I got drafted in the first round out of USC. Allen, Ronnie Lott, those cats.
Can you look in that square and make sure you're in the camera?
You got to move him the other way.
There you go.
Oh, okay. There I am. But anyway, yeah, I played about 12 years. Got Shula called me in 82. Cool. Played about 3 years in Frisco and with the likes of Rice and Jerry Rice and Steve Young, Joe Montana. Played two Super Bowls. I lost them both. Yeah, so got a lot of injuries, got a lot of great experiences.
And what's going on at your house right now?
We're playing chess inside the house. It's pretty intense. Yeah, and we ain't messing around.
Because you football players, everything you guys do is intense and competitive. It's like you're back on the practice field with Shula right now when you're playing chess.
Absolutely. Like the trash talk that takes place right at the chessboard is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
To listen to what everyone is saying to the other opponent.
At the same time.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And so, you know, there's this perception that, you know, current or even former players may be out there goofing off or whatever. No.
Just got the phone with Duper.
Roy has a beautiful house. Yeah. Duper will be coming over soon. Yeah.
Duper's with Willie Gault, Jim McMahon, and Dan Marino. They're all playing golf right now. They'll be over in a little bit.
Oh, that's Paul incredible. Lake,
former Dolphin player. Yeah. He's here as well. And all we do is we sit here and we compete against each other playing chess. Like,
that's incredible.
It's not like we could play basketball or tennis because we're all beaten up.
See, I didn't even realize you weren't at your house. So you're at Roy Foster's house playing chess.
I'm at Roy's house. And Roy is the, as he walks in, Roy is the essential quintal bachelor. Like he has.
Oh, he is?
He has the bachelor pad. So there's no girlfriend around or no wife around. And it's just the guys that come over here and they could talk the way they want to talk. They don't have to stay in line. I'll turn. He got a beautiful pool outside.
Is the fridge full of beer?
Full of beer, liquor, everything is in there. It's ridiculous.
Oh man!
Every time we come over here, Roy is cooking food.
That's incredible.
Roy, can I bring anything? Just come on over. And he's always cooking food, so we have a great time.
Cap for Life wants to know, what's the longest chess game that you and Roy ever had?
Roy and I, I'm a fast player.
Okay.
So speed chess. I don't play these long games. Well, no, I'm not speed. But Paul Lankford, and then we have a friend by the name of Barry who's here. And to be honest with you, as many times as I've come here, I haven't seen Barry lose yet.
Whoa.
But Paul Langford lives in Naples, but he came over today, and they just played a game that had to last an hour and a half. I would walk inside. I go, that's still the same game?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
still the same game. So you don't have to rush your opponent. We don't play against the clock. It's just about hanging out, talking smack, and having a good time.
That is tremendous, man. And we got it. And I want to get all you guys, Troy, Stratford. I know you're always around the team. Does Roy Foster, does he ever hang around the facility sometimes, get in there?
Roy, they all come around. Roy, Dupa, Clayton when he's in town, guys who don't live here, they come to town. And I'll say it again, the beauty of being around these former players, former teammates is whoever I'm sitting next to watching either a practice or a game, they give me a perspective because there's no other – well, Eddie Hill, former Dolphin running back, he's the only other running back, former Dolphin running back that comes over and plays. But all of these guys play a different position, whether defensive back, offensive lineman, wide receiver – and so
you got a whole roster there.
They absolutely they have a different they see the game through a different lens than I see the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, a play will take place and I'll sit there and I'll give my take or they'll give their take. And then a conversation starts because their take is totally different than my take. And
wow,
that's the beauty of it.
I love that. That's like, you know, there was one game. It was the game against Buffalo this past season, the one in the snow, the second one at night. Yeah, I got to watch it with O.J. McDuffie and a couple other guys because I was doing the post game with them. And like, first of all, O.J., he's like so intense while watching a game.
O.J.'s intense.
Yeah, like I felt like I just because I can get – but I'm internally intense, Troy. Like I don't like jump around and like pump my fist. I just – my mind is like condensing when I'm watching.
Right.
Like I'm very internally condensed. And then O.J.'s like freaking out and I'm like, I think I need to watch this by myself. I can't handle this. It's just too much. It's like sensory overload.
I got to say O.J. is the most intensive wound tight guy that I watch the game with. You know, I could watch games with anyone and, you know, we laugh, we joke, we talk. OJ is like zeroed in on that thing. So,
oh man.
But you learn.
No, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Cause like,
I'm going to introduce someone to you. I know he doesn't want to come on, but now I'm going to do it now that he's out here. Paul, come over here. This is Paul Langford. And when I got to
Miami, Paul, how are you?
When I got to the Miami Dolphins,
looking good, man.
He had already been here, but he lives in Naples, right?
No, I'm in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
Yeah, so I had
you was coming over to Alligator Alley.
Right. I went to see my daughter in Tampa. I worked my way over this
way. All right. So Paul was a veteran when I got to the team at that point. So, one of those DBs that I played against, and, you know, our defense wasn't that good back then.
What?
Now, Paul, be honest. What was it like going up against Troy in practice? Pretty easy, right?
We didn't really go up against each other.
I figured, but you know.
We couldn't touch him, and you know, they were trying to take care of him and everything, you know. So
where'd you go to school, Paul?
Penn State.
I did not know that.
Penn State guy.
Oh,
and all those Penn names, State. They were my coaches.
So where'd you grow up?
Powerhouse.
In Long Island, New York.
And then you went to Penn State.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, what was it like? Like when you were getting recruited by Joe Pa? Like what? Because he's such a legend. You know, watching him on TV over the year, I never got a chance to meet him. But like, did he come to your living room for a visit? What was that like?
Well, let me tell you, great man, Joe. I got what I out of Joe. What I don't think anybody else would have got going anywhere else. I told Joe, Joe said, we want you at our school. Run track, play football, do either or. I want you at our school. Track was my first love. I said, okay, Joe, I'm going to run track, not play football. I signed track scholarship, ran track first year, didn't go to a game, heard the roar from the stadium, but I was in my dorm.
Wow.
Year two.
That's crazy.
I think I can do both. Year two, signed football scholarship, ran track, played football.
That's incredible.
Year three was 1980. I'm trying to make the Olympic team. I said, I don't think I can play football in the fall and make the Olympic team. Signed track scholarship, ran track, didn't go to a game, wasn't on a team, came back to open arms. Year four, played football, signed football scholarship, ran track, played football. He said, hey, you know what? You only play 2 years. Why don't you maintain your eligibility, come back for a third year football, fifth year. I had the best fifth year in the history of Penn State because I only had three classes. And basically, I just had to stay eligible. And then I did an internship with the American Cancer Society, but played football for my fifth year there, which was third year football. But never did he go back on his word. Never made it difficult for me. I never played spring ball. I didn't know what spring ball was. I was on the track.
Wow.
So Joe,
wow.
It would be different if I would have gone anywhere else. I almost went to Alabama. Bear Bryant, I could hear him saying, well, we didn't do this. We didn't do that. You know, you can't. I ran track for 4 years, played football years 2, 4, and 5, and he never made it difficult for me to do that.
That's incredible.
I don't think I would have got that anywhere else.
I never heard that story.
What a story. Wow.
I never heard it.
And I love it. So track was your first love. Like, yeah. Did you ever like did you ever go back and like revisit track after football or once you got to that fifth year, it was full speed ahead?
Yeah, it was full speed ahead football.
Dolphins draft did you wear?
Third round, right after.
What number?
Third. Roy Duper Langford.
What a draft. Jeez.
Right.
Wow. All three of them would be here later on. Well, Duper was the only one missing.
Yeah, I think incredible. He was out playing with Dan. He was out playing,
golf. He was out playing with Dan.
Yeah.
Wow.
But back to paternal story. I mean, a guy that wanted to develop young men, you know, and he said, I'd rather lose with gentlemen and win with a bunch of bums.
Ha, that's so awesome.
Really, really, I just could imagine so many high school seniors told so stories and things changed. Year one, year two, you didn't do this, we didn't win. Joe didn't make it difficult for me to say, no, I'm not doing it year
that's
one.
Amazing.
And then,
that's cool.
And then play two, not coming back three.
That's,
4 and 5.
That's pretty impressive.
You don't get that anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm so, out.
Yeah. Wow. And it just one more thing I got to ask you. Paul Langford is on with us as well, with me and Troy Stratford. So you know, once you got to the Dolphins, talk to me your take on those legendary Don Shula practices, because I get tired just thinking about them, and they can't do those 2-a-days, 3-a-days, 10-a-days anymore like they used to do.
We couldn't take a knee.
Couldn't take a knee.
Couldn't take a knee. The Blackwood brothers were the first ones that I knew of that took a knee during practice. We could only drink water when he said water break.
Yes.
You know? So it was tough. It was tough, but we were young. Being young helps. Being young and healthy will just take off and run it.
One thing I will add that I learned playing with the Dolphins, every year I played there, the collection of the guys, not only were we prepared, credit to Don Shula,
right,
we were in shape because we worked our asses off.
Yeah.
But the number one thing, I don't know if you agree or not, I would put our football IQ up against any other team in the National Football
League. Right.
Smart as
he reviewed everything. You know, this could happen, so let's prepare for that. There were no surprises on Sunday. We'd gone over it. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, we went over.
Showed. It showed, because those years watching the Dolphins, time of my life, and I was spoiled. I don't want to disrespect the Penn State guy and the Boston College guy, but you know, coming up in the 80s, I was spoiled being a Hurricanes fan and a Dolphins fan, right? Because I got to watch the Canes winning national titles. I got to watch Dan Marino and all of you guys, you know, putting up amazing numbers and getting so close so many times. It was a great football childhood for me, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
Oh, very good. Man.
All right,
Paul. Thank you so much.
Barry.
No.
You did not.
So Barry's still undefeated, Troy? Troy was telling me Barry never loses.
Whenever Barry's come over here, Barry has not lost a
Barry's good.
Game.
Barry's good.
Wow.
All right, I'm out.
Unbelievable. That's so great, Paul. Meeting Paul. Appreciate it. Oh, my God.
He's never lost a game.
Unbelievable. Well, you got to teach, you know, I at one point, I think when I was in third or fourth grade, I learned how to play chess. Like, not obviously not very well. I learned how to play, didn't stick with it. I don't even remember how to play chess. I'm going to need at some point, I'm going to need the Troy Stratford tutorial. I want to be so good. I want to be beating Barry by the time I'm done training.
I'm still trying to beat Barry. I think I played against him three times and I haven't come close. And, you know, I really look at my game. If I could just, I'm still trying to teach myself patience.
Yeah.
Because you got to have patience. Because I believe that I should be a chess master.
Right.
Like, I lost my first game tonight already to Roy. But I believe I should be a chess master. Like, I should be playing much better than what I play. But I enjoy playing the game. You know?
Do you ever, like, do you watch outside of your friends out there? Like, do you ever, like, do you read, like, about moves? Do you study the game in your off times?
That's what I don't do. Like, there are channels. You go on YouTube and watch all kinds of opening moves and this and that. And I'm not that guy that's going to sit down and study it like that. I want to get it myself just from playing games and learning from just seeing different moves that are being presented to me. So
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is fantastic.
I play chess all day. Like, I play online. So I play.
Oh, cool.
I play against people from Ukraine, from Italy, from all over the world.
Are you able to play? Like, can you play for money or are you not able to do that?
I don't know. No one has ever brought up money. Huh. It's just like if you love chess.
Yeah.
You accept every challenge and you sit there and you play. And, you know, you set the time, whether you want to play a fast game, speed chess, like you mentioned, or if you want to play 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. Yeah. I'm playing this ambassador right now that lives in Washington, that works in Washington, D.C., and I'm sitting there like,
whoa.
I'm like, really?
From what country, or can you not say?
No. Well, all I know is he is an ambassador. He can give me a lot of information. And he works in Washington, D.C. And he's involved in all of that stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got to kick your ass because, you know.
Because I'm just thinking about, like, you could solve a lot of the world's problems. Because, like, let's say you're playing online chess with, like, the Chinese ambassador or, like, the Russian ambassador. I feel like you could negotiate while you're playing. Like, you can negotiate
terms of world peace, man. World
exactly.
peace. Absolutely.
Oh man, that is hilarious. And so, man, when talking to some of you guys here, you know, Roy Foster, Paul Langford, Troy Stratford with me, you know, it makes me think about those glory days when the Dolphins were always, they're always right there, like they're always knocking on the door, contending team. How far do you think these Dolphins are away from being a contender? Because obviously, you know, positions, like we need to find ourselves a right tackle. You know, we need to probably get more depth and shore up the secondary. shore up linebacker. You got to get our running backs re-signed and maybe add another running back to that mix. Like, what do you look at as the big priority areas, Troy?
Donald, I look at the Dolphins team right now, and I see a lot of talent on that football team. And it's not necessarily like you have to have the best talent at every position to become that Super Bowl champion. The number one thing that you have to have outside of talent, you got to stay healthy. If you stay healthy, you've got guys who, okay, everyone's going to potentially miss a game or two.
Yeah.
But if you have on week 17, the first week of the playoffs, second week of the playoffs, close to the full squad that you had week one, now you're on to something. You just got to stay healthy, because if you can stay healthy, that means that the team, the people upstairs, the, you know, Greers of the world, the head coach of the world, right? They put together this puzzle and they slot people in. All right, we may be a little bit weak here, but we're so strong here, it will compensate for that weakness over here. And as soon as you have a major injury on a team, that's when you become depleted and you just can't cover up. You can't. Now that guy that was coming off the bench and giving you, you know, five productive plays a game, now you're asking him to play 40 plays in a game, and he's not equipped to play 40 games in the season. So you got to be healthy, number one. So I look at the Miami Dolphins, and yes, you can look at the secondary. You can look at the offensive lineman. You can look at the quarterback position, and they can upgrade in those areas all over the place. But if they end the season close to where they started the season, health-wise, now you're talking about maybe we could go on a run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we also have to look at other things going on in the AFC and within the AFC East.
I think Aaron Rodgers might go to the Jets.
So report came out this morning that the Jets are feeling optimistic. Like, they're feeling out because they've discussed some terms with Green Bay. They had a meeting with Aaron to kind of gauge his interest. So the Jets are liking where they're standing. Nothing is done though, Troy. So obviously I'm hoping that this becomes a huge swing and a miss for the Jets. And the fact that this is already getting hyped up so much about how, because they sent their entire brass. They sent the owner, the GM, the head coach, everybody out to meet with Aaron. You can't miss. Like, they cannot miss. Their entire fan base knows that this happened. Everybody up in the Meadowlands are so hyped up about it. It'll be a catastrophe if, you know, they basically promise their fans Aaron Rodgers and they end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they can't let that happen. Like, they have to close this deal now. And then you have to wonder, because for me, I know that, you know, Aaron had a bit of a down year last year at 39 or 38 last year, whatever it was. But, you know, it was a weird situation for him in Green Bay. I think he still has a couple of elite years left in the tank. That's yet to be seen. But I think he still has like two more elite years left in the tank. And then you've got a Jets team with a top five defense and a lot of young weapons on offense. I know that the Jets feel like they are a quarterback away, and if they get Aaron Rodgers, we're going to find out.
I truly hope that the Jets get Aaron Rodgers. I think it will make the AFC East more competitive, more exciting.
That's true.
News to talk about. And me personally, like, when you play the team, it's game week, and you're playing against a team that doesn't have an excellent record, or you're just talking to your buddies and you go, yeah, we're better than them. You just don't prepare. Maybe I'm guilty of this. The level of preparation was not as intense for when you were going up against, you know, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots back in the day. That week, you are focused. Like, everybody is focused.
Yeah.
And I just think that when you play the best, when you play against the best, you play your best. So I'd rather the Miami Dolphins be faced with, Like, no one gave the Miami Dolphins a chance when they played against the Buffalo Bills in the last playoff game. That was a hell of a playoff game, right?
It was.
Third-string quarterback. Miami Dolphins were competitive in that game. They had an opportunity to win that game.
Yeah, they sure did.
There and you are going over your game plan, and this is how we could attack them. This is how we could beat them. When you're playing against someone, especially a team that's ranked better or rated better than you are, you zone in a little bit more, and I think it makes for better football. So I hope the Jets get Aaron Rodgers. I hope the Buffalo Bills are good again. That's what I hope, and I hope the Miami Dolphins are on point. No weeks off, you know, no patsies on the schedule. Let's go and let's play.
The Dolphins are on their way back into the positive, like, cap space. There, you know, they were over the cap, and, you know, listen, it's not really anything, because this time of year, this is restructuring time, this is roster move time. Obviously, the Dolphins are going to get back under the cap, and one of the steps into getting there, well, a couple steps this week. I think we talked about this the last time we were on together.
Okay, yes, we did. We did.
About Byron Jones?
Yes.
Yes, and now the Dolphins have restructured Bradley Chubb's deal. They're probably spreading out future years and converting his base salary into a signing bonus is usually the way that this gets done. And that's going to save the Dolphins $14.66 million in cap space. So, you know, they're going to be under the cap. They're going to continue getting farther under the cap because they've got to obviously sign their draft picks. They don't have that many of them, but they have to sign their draft picks coming up in April. And they also have to make some free agent additions.
Donald, I want you to remember this. I said it before on the show. I said it the other day. And whenever you're doing radio, because you do a lot of radio, always remember this. When they start talking about, oh, we can't afford this player, or we can't afford that player, or no way we could fit him in the cap, just no way we could do that. Always remember, there are people that are paid big, big, big money upstairs. And it's their job to figure out how to make the money work. Whether we got to restructure three guys' contract who are currently on the team, we have to be able to figure out a way to do that. And teams do that every single year. So I don't even worry about the money situation.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I didn't want to waste too much breath on this again today. Because it's just absurd at this point, all these Brady rumors. But Scott Zolak, a former Patriots quarterback and a Patriots color commentator, he's resurrecting the rumors again. He said that Brady coming out of retirement and going to Miami is absolutely in play, he said. And he said, oh, don't believe the whole kitten tweet where Brady's like, oh, I got to feed my daughter's two-month-old adopted kitten. But it's like, I'm not going to wait. Yeah.
He refused retirement last year because of Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah.
So he's going to go retire because of a kitty cat this year? Come on. Come on.
And cats are very independent animals, too.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not knocking cats, all right? But Gisele, kitty cat.
Yeah, I would choose Gisele.
If Dolphins get in front of him and say the right things, what he wants. Because I believe, I truly believe, if they get into serious talks, there will be a slice, a sliver, I don't know how big, of ownership with the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
I believe that. And you're someone, Tom Brady, phenomenal career. The greatest on paper, greatest in action, more Super Bowl rings than anyone. He got this big fat contract to do broadcasting once he steps away. To have a piece of ownership of an app, you know how hard that is?
Oh, yeah.
You know how hard it is to have partial ownership or become an owner of
it. Well, you say that, but do you remember when Stephen Ross took over and like every celebrity in Miami had like 1%?
I do remember that. Remember that. But you know how far that goes?
I understand. You know? I understand.
I used to see Serena and Venus at the game.
Yeah.
Like, it goes a far way.
J-Lo.
I mean, can you could go anywhere. Yeah, you know, I'm part owner of the Miami Dolphins. Like, what?
Oh man, if I could buy just 0.00001%, I would take it, and then I would like make business cards that say like part owner of the Miami Dolphins. I would be all in.
What the percentage? Oh. 0.3.
Yeah. I would milk it. I would be showing everybody my business card. I'd be asking people, do you have any suggestions on roster transactions? Absolutely. I'd be all over it.
That's where it starts.
Oh, I love it. Hey, I want to remind you guys, we are brought to you by the awesome folks at Prize Picks. I've had a great night. Well, you know, good and bad night last night. I did get a Jimmy Butler over last night on Prize Picks. So you sign up. It's so easy. Prize Picks, by the way, fully legal in the state of Florida and in most states in this great country of ours. You create your account. Takes just a couple minutes. PrizePicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app. And very important, when you make your first deposit, make sure when you sign up, you use our code 5, FIVE, because they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. You deposit $100, they give you $100 free. Deposit $80, they give you $80 free. Whatever it is, they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. And you simply select, you know, it's game night. Like I was looking at the NBA slate last night. You select 2, 3, 4, 5 players, predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions right, you win real money. And you can go cross sport, Troy. Like you can have some NBA players, some college basketball players, NHL players, European soccer players. You can have them all in the same selection. It really is a great way to have fun while you're watching the games, make some money. Prize Picks mobile app or prizepicks.com with our code 5. Spell it out, FIVE. We're also brought to you by BetterEdge.com. Use our special URL, BetterEdge.com, BETTOR. Edge.com/5reasons, and they're going to give you a free gift, $20, just for signing up. BetterEdge.com, it's you get the action without going up against some evil, ominous sports book, right? Better Edge, they make their money through advertisers on the website. You're playing other people. You can select the lines you want, and you're playing against other people. It's a social platform. There's no hidden fees, no VIG. You're not paying a sports book. So try it out, betteredge.com/5reasons. Troy, it sounds like it's getting kind of busy there. So we'll wrap up in a couple minutes. I got to ask you, has number 13 shown up yet?
Not yet. It's hard to get Dan out, though.
Yeah, I bet.
It's hard to get him out. So
is he good at chess, though? Just tell me that.
I don't know if he could play chess, to be honest.
Ooh, okay.
So I may have one up on him.
So maybe Dan and I can learn together because I don't remember how to play chess. If he doesn't know, we'll take lessons from you together.
I promise you the next time I see him, I will say, Dan, can you play chess? Like, I know you're a great golfer. You and Nat Moore, like, y'all kick everybody's ass playing golf. But can you play chess? Yeah, let's go there. And let me tell you, like you were just talking about Prize Picks. There's a number of guys in this house right now that plays Prize Picks.
They're into it. I love it.
Not going to put anyone's business out there.
I love it.
We got some big time gamblers.
Oh, I love it. Wow. Amicus says he plays 100 games of chess a day.
Amicus. We got to hook up. Like I play on Chess for Friends. Log on. Hmm. Look me up. My name, Chess for Friends.
Interesting. I'm not exactly. Our guy Anthony wrote in, Troy, when we have questions about the quarterback, can you say that the 2020 draft with Tua was 100% a success? I don't know exactly what he means, but I mean, listen, the first round of that 2020 draft was kind of a horror show, right? I mean, you know, Tua's been pretty good. He's been very good when healthy. But Austin Jackson pick was a disaster. Noah Igbinoghi pick was an unmitigating disaster in that same first round.
Listen, when it comes to yearly drafts, the teams who become good are those who hit on more than they miss on. Yeah. Every team is going to miss on draft picks. And I'm not in that business, but I'm like, how do you miss? Like, you had all of this time to, like, dig into this guy's background, sit down with him, talk with him, see him in all different kinds of positions. I remember the Miami Dolphins had, I can't remember the kid's name. He was a first round draft pick. He was a defensive end.
Deion Jordan. Or Charles Harris?
No.
One of those two.
I think it was Deion Jordan.
Deion Jordan.
They selected Deion Jordan. And I'm excited and everything because I was doing radio at the time. And then I went out, and in one practice, I said, what the fuck? Excuse me. I'm like, how did you pick him in the first round? And look at him. Like, what did you study?
Yeah.
Up to this decision here. Like, I don't get that. And I don't get it, Donald. And teams just have to hit on more picks than they miss on, because every team is going to hit some and they're going to miss some. Now, you're more successful if you hit on the higher draft picks, because, I mean, law of averages, that guy that was picked higher is a little bit better, more talented, but that's not always the case. So it's just one of those crapshoots there, you know, but
yeah.
You got to hit on more than you miss on.
And, yeah, by the way, our guy Amicus, he dropped his handle there if you want to play him on the chess. What is it, chess with friends? Or is
there. Hand me my phone right there. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'll tell him I'll send him an invite.
I'm going to smile for the picture.
Amicus, it's on, my friend.
Oh, man, it is on. Troy, always a pleasure working with you, my friend. And are you going to get, like, how does this tournament work? You said you lost earlier. Are you going to be able to get back in, or are you done for the night?
We have two boards going. So, you know, whoever loses, they know they get their butt up, and someone else sits down and play. And then whenever you're ready to leave, you just leave. And some guys are here till, I don't know, what's the latest?
The losers are sitting outside.
I love it.
He's right. Loser outside right now.
Yeah. So. Loser leaves town match. That's like what they used to do in pro wrestling.
I can't even look him in the eye.
Yep.
Well, I want to say a huge thanks not only to Troy, also to Roy and to Paul for hopping on and saying hello to us as well. And thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Keep in mind, if you're watching us on Five Reasons Sports YouTube, you can also get the audio version of this on the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast feed. Alf, Simon, and Chris are nice enough to share their audio feed with us, so make sure you subscribe to the channel there, and make sure you subscribe to Five Reasons Sports on YouTube. For Troy Stradford, I am Alex Dono. Make sure you guys support prizepicks.com and betteredge.com, and we will talk to you next time on another Extra Yard on the Five Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
Everyone stay safe, man.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.